the multis, the various multis. Let's start with Block Bet. Block?
Yes.
I'm going to the South Canberra game.
I'm going to go South Sydney to win by 12 or more. Sorry, Loz. And I'm going to go my second leg, Alex Johnson and Cody Walker to score in the first 70 minutes. And the odds for that, big payer.
15 clams.
15 gorillas. No, that's 1,000, isn't it? No, $15. Yeah. If you put enough on it, you'll win $15.
$15, tab app, tab website, click on sport and today's offers, and it's under sports offers. And just right above Blocker's BSB Best is the Big Sports Breakfast Best Racing Multi, courtesy of Loz.
Yep, we're going early tomorrow, Middo, at Randwick. Race 1, number 6, Matusalem.
That's it.
To run top 3. And then we're going to Eagle Farm, race 5, number 8, Hawaii 5-0, to run top 2. And if that can happen, or you want to be a part of that, you can get $6.
John at Liquor Legends in Canberra wants to get in touch with you too, Blocker, on the text
Liquor
line.
Pass
here.
On your so number. So Block. John Wilson from Liquor Legend.
Well, you know what I'm going to do next year, boys, if this takes off, which I hope it does. I've got everything crossed that I can possibly cross. I'm going to be a sponsor on the Big Sports Breakfast.
Oh, now we're talking. Your own segment? Why don't you sponsor your own segment?
Yes, that's a good...
Why don't
pay
you sponsor
yourself.
Block Bet?
Pay
you,
yourself.
You, go. You sponsor Block Bet.
Invoice me, self.
Opportunity.
I'm going to get calf.
Double up.
Invoice me.
Double up.
Double up.
Yeah.
Pay for your own spot, then invoice back.
Block Bet, sponsored by Blocker. Block Bet, sponsored by Blocker.
You're out of Adelaide, aren't you, Block?
Sorry?
Are you Adelaide bound?
I am, yes.
Yes?
Yes, I'm Adelaide bound. I can't
You're very
wait.
Busy, though, aren't you? Are you able to make the Aussie in next Tuesday?
Well, I'm going to try. But Loz just tell me, I'm going away with Aristocrat. You know the poker machine mob? I'm going down there with them. But Laurie was just telling me that Aristocrat might be at the function. So
okay.
I'll be there.
Beautiful.
Well, next Tuesday, anyone heading across, or if anyone's listening in Adelaide, around the South Australia, but anyone heading across for Origin, and you're there next Tuesday. So on Origin Eve, we've got a lunch. It's at the Aussie Inn. So just go to theaussieinn.com.au, theaussieinn.com.au.
Is the Buddy Sheridan going to be there?
Paul Sheridan.
Alfie.
Alfie.
Alfred. What a legend. Alfred.
Peter Caven as well, and Dean Brogan for some AFL flavour as well. So great lunch. $80. That's a steal.
It is a steal, isn't it?
That includes...
Loz, are you on?
Alcohol.
You're on, aren't you?
I'll be there.
But you're, like, are you...
I'll interview.
You're double dipping?
Direct the ship, of course.
No double dipping.
No double dipping?
No. I'll be there. I'll be...
Loz is like if they
I'll sort of conduct the interview with the boys.
You're coming
and then
down,
put
Clarkie?
My 2 cents.
I'm there. I'm in Adelaide. Yep. I'm there, buddy.
Oh, man. I can't wait to see you there.
Back in the lead. Love it. Love Adelaide.
I might buy you a Kempton Duna if you behave yourself.
How many centuries? Adelaide Oval.
It's a good ground for you, Pop.
Testing me.
5, 6.
You don't know. If someone says to me, how many tries did you score in your career? I know straight away. What are you talking about? You don't know how many centuries you scored. Mine's an easy number to remember. But
I don't know. Five's a lot.
Well, what was your...
Don't know.
Do you know which ground you scored the most at?
I think I got the most at the Gabba.
Gabba.
I think.
Did you like?
I don't know. I don't know. I love batting in Adelaide. I reckon I got a few in Adelaide. I like batting there. It was a belter. Flat track bully me.
Hard place to bat though. The Gabba.
Gabba was strange. Yeah. I think probably my hardest because fast and bouncy, and I'd much prefer spinning wickets. But yeah, I don't know. I think I scored my most hundreds at the Gabba.
What about at Perth with the Fremantle Dock blowing up?
Yeah, that was a bit windy on occasion.
That would be too bouncy.
Yeah.
Especially against the West Indies.
See, I thought the Gabba was faster than the Wacker in my career. The Gabba pitch was faster than the Wacker pitch.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do we always have this?
I don't know. Well, I think Wacker back before my time, and when I started state cricket, the Wacker was quick and bouncy.
Right.
But I don't know, it just slowed up a bit.
So when
they changed grounds.
You know when they talk about the Fremantle Doctor, when that came through...
Bowling the other end was nearly impossible.
Right, but if you were bowling with it, how much faster would you be?
You know what? Speed of the ball through the air on a machine, I don't think it would change. But it felt 10Ks quicker.
Right.
But the Fremantle Doctor as well helped the ball swing, helped sideways movement. You could use that. So you could use the Doctor. You could bowl into it or you could bowl with it, which would help the ball move as well.
Mate, that'd be a bad roll bowling into the breeze.
What's up, Gary Gilmore?
Ten tests.
Where was it?
10 tests at the Adelaide Oval.
Yeah, how many hundreds?
High score of 230.
What?
700s at 94.26.
700?
700 at 94.26.
That's how I got the most. I wouldn't have 700s at the Gabba. So that would be
my look that one up too while we're there.
There you go.
Wow, for 10 test matches, that's a pretty good strike rate.
No, you've read that wrong.
That'd be the best strike rate of anyone.
Adelaide Oval. Crick info. Stats.
Have to be.
Hey, hang on.
I didn't get 700s out of 10 innings.
You're talking about strike rates on and off the field. How good.
I didn't get that many hundreds. There must be more innings than that, surely. Oh, you've misread that.
This is hard on radio. Let me go.
I'm taking it. Very kind of you anyway.
That's a good strike rate.
I don't reckon I got that many hundreds in 10 innings.
He's average, 94.
I did love batting there, and it was a batter's paradise.
Yeah, I know, but you're still going to get them.
Oh, don't worry. I'd need them.
But you're still going
to
get them.
You go duck, duck, duck. You want to go to Adelaide. And the best plum chicken in the world.
What?
The best plum chicken during the lunch break in the world.
I'm not a really
plum chicken
man. Mate. You're a plum chicken.
Unbelievable block.
So when you used to go for lunch and all that, what, do you have sandwiches and all that sort of stuff?
You get a big spread. Like
I couldn't.
Can you say that?
Beef, chicken, fish, salads, veggies, potatoes, and then in the fridge, they would have sandwiches. You can make your own sandwich
what
if you want that as well.
What do you get when you're at Lord's or anything?
Nah, Lord's is, mate, Lord's is you.
Cucumber sandwiches.
Show me any restaurant in Sydney, and the food at Lord's is better. What? It is sit down, or as you turn up to Lord's, you
Could
walk
you
into
imagine,
the room, mate? Fresh prawns is your entree.
What was your go-to meal the
is that right? You reckon, Miller?
Yeah, night before a game?
Pasta. Always.
Yeah, pasta.
Always. Yeah, Kath made
beautiful
lasagna.
Steak?
Yeah. No, beautiful lasagna or spaghetti. And
must have had a good run there.
Here we go. I found it.
We're just carrying on two different conversations on radio.
should be a podcast.
Stay on your couch, you two.
I'll talk to my man and you talk to yours.
210 against India in 2012, pup. And there's a day out. 230 against South Africa in 2012 as well. There you go. Anyway, that's... back to Adelaide next week.
Can't wait. I might come out of retirement.
Now, give us a margin and any time try score.
Well, I don't care by how many we win by. I think I think we'll win.
Yeah.
I think New South Wales win.
Who will cross the stride?
Do you know what? I reckon the most dangerous bloke in the game, close to the line, is Latrell Mitchell.
Yes.
I think close to the line, I think Latrell will get over the stripe. And he loves scoring in Origin.
And didn't play last year. Yeah. So I reckon he'll be ready to rock.
Latrell will be my man.
I've got a man of the match for you.
Yes.
Tommy T. He is going to have an absolute... He'll outplay what he just did on the weekend. He'll play better in the first Origin than he played the last game for Manly.
Clarke, can I ask you about pressure? Now, I always look at blokes who are coming in under pressure playing in any sport, right? Tommy Turbo last week... For Manly, he's got to play well to make the Origin side, right? I reckon anyway. And everyone was saying he hasn't stride out this year so far and all that. The pressure on that bloke, but then he goes out there and he scores a hat-trick. Like that, those sort of guys, they amaze me to be able to do it, yeah.
Block, that's the thing. I reckon in sometimes you don't see the best in someone until they're under the most amount of pressure.
Mm.
And that's why I envied Shane Warne as a cricketer. Because the bigger the stage, the bigger the occasion.
Give me the ball.
Mate, it wasn't real. Like, I think everyone I played sport with, you can see through their careers that there's a time where they fear failure. It's just a moment. It might be you've gone, you know, a couple of ducks in a row and you can see they're a bit more nervous before they walk out to bat. Or you get closer to the end of your career and you think, geez, one more failure, it's going to be over. Like, you can read it on someone's face.
Mm.
Not with him. The bigger the stage, the better he was. Loz, I think you've said it as well with certain players, and we spoke about Tommy. Sometimes you actually need to get that level at the highest level to just say to yourself, you know what? Let it all go.
Yeah.
Flick that switch and go, if he blows his tammy in Origin, who cares? Mm. He's going to let it. He knows he has no choice. I'm playing against the best. I've got to let it all go. He can play at 80% for Manly and still be their best player.
Yeah.
At Origin, he can't. He's now against the best. I reckon you're going to see him. I reckon he'll play better than he just did for Manly.
Yeah. I just look at the two teams and you go, there's not much between them, I don't think. But I really feel New South Wales without Addo Carr and Tommy and Latrell last year missed that strike power.
half a break's a try when...
Yeah, and when I think with those guys being back in the team, I think they just win. I don't think they'll win by much, but I think they win.
Now, this text as well, while we're going to go down memory lane. We have mentioned this test before, but speaking of Parks, Loz and Blocker, do you remember playing the test against the French out at Parks? My first ever league test I attended. Wet and cold night and someone let a chicken loose on the field, says Kevin with AK.
It was freezing that night, Loz, you remember?
Mate, I remember.
Who made the decision? Who's taking a chicken to the footy?
Oh, that was their logo, the French one. Yeah.
Who's carrying a chook in the backpack or in the Eskimo?
Oh, they were roosters, not chooks.
Mate, the referee was a bloke by the name of Graham Inouye, all right?
From PNG.
So he was from PNG.
That's right.
He got hypothermia. So what? Who put a bloke from PNG in charge of a game in Parks in the middle of winter?
It was freezing.
The ref during the game.
Do you know that was the first ever time that I saw...
Smart decision.
Bobby Fulton put Ciro back for kickoff returns. Remember, French would kick off and Ciro would just wind up and away he'd go. And that was the first time I can remember... like a back rower or a front rower being back there, and they changed the formation of how you used to line up.
They did.
Yeah. What a team this was. 34-2 that night in Parks. Belcher at fullback, O'Connor and Shearer on the wings, Meninga and McGaw in the centres, Daly and Langer in the halves, Bella and Roach and Kerrod Walters up front, Ciro, Gillespie, Brad Mackay, E.T. and Mark Carroll on the bench.
Wow. I think it was it Brad Mackay's first test match?
It was Brad Mackay. Spud's first test match.
Brad Mackay,
good player.
Oh, yeah.
Very good player.
Oh, yeah.
He looked little.
Are you a good player?
Mate, he was bigger than what you thought.
Yeah.
But, mate, Brad was a sensational player.
Yeah. He was.
Mate, he was just...
I still love watching him play.
Mate, he was unlucky. Bradley Clyde in front of him.
Yeah,
he's just unlucky.
Mate, I love playing with Brad Mackay.
Yeah.
Because he was... similar to Clyde, because he got through
a lot of work. Didn't look anywhere near as big as Brad Clyde, though. Looked half the size as Brad Clyde.
Yeah, no, but he was wiry.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, good fella, too.
He was wiry, Brad. But Brad was such a good player. I think he got a Clive Churchill medal, too, didn't he? You know, losing grand final side in 92 or 93.
Was that against the Broncos?
Against the Broncos, But, mate, I love playing with him. Because, he was one of those players, like, play well at club, but put him in that environment.
Even better.
Was better.
Yeah.
This went quick, Block.
Is that it?
I know. It's devastating for all of us. But Block and Grapple, I'm going to sample.
I'm taking my couple of cans.
Good boys. If you like
not to be sold to bad eggs. That's the first thing I read on the can.
Yeah. Yeah, good.
If you can't handle your liquor, it's not for you.
And, hey, just remember, boys, it's 1.4 standard drinks. It's not one standard drink. Before you get in your car and drive.
Why did you put little sayings on there, Block?
I just like the little bit of fun.
Right. Hang on.
He's like the London fog. He never settles.
Brewed by Marsden.
That's it.
What's that mean?
That's where it gets brewed.
Oh!
Hello! No, that'll do me. That'll do me. I can go home happy.
That part's not the saying, Loz.
Where else are we going?
Let's leave. We've got to go.
See you, boys. Have a good weekend, boys.